Man.
Hello.
Hey, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I went to answer your call because I just got off the phone with my other client, and I, like, just missed it, you know? So how can I help you, though?
Questions. So I got a call yesterday by, I guess, one of the, I don't know if they were techs or if they were just support or whatever, just getting some general questions and stuff like that. But then I got a call this morning, and I wasn't quite sure what to think about it because y'all were working on the website. It's being built or under construction, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. And then I got a call about the placement or something like that. And I got told yesterday by the woman on the phone that, you know, if I was going to get other calls, that some people may be wanting to make you pay for services and stuff like that.
It wasn't us. Yeah. What was the phone number that called you? We didn't call you this morning. You talked to Maria yesterday in your client interview. Go ahead.
So this morning was about placement or something like that, and they were talking about, you know, Local Splash, you know, being like that, all that, but then they were wanting $200 for a whole year, and I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, let me call Daniel back and check up on this, because, you know.
Yeah, sure, it sounds like a scam. There's, unfortunately, there's thousands of companies out there. A lot of them are scam companies, so you didn't pay them, right, the $200?
Well, no,
okay.
Of course
good.
Not. I'm contracted with y'all, and you know, I was pretty sure that everything was supposed to be, you know, that $150 a month, you know, flat rate setup. You know, no, don't get me wrong. Yeah, theirs is like $200 for a whole year, but then it's for placement, and I'm like going, well, wait a minute, is that connected to Local Splash? Because they use y'all's name, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, hold up, let me call him.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you calling me. So they said they were Local Splash when they called in.
No, Actually, that was the deal. They didn't say they was Local Splash themselves. I was asking them what their company name was because, like, they had started off, like, with Local something, but it didn't say Splash, you know, Local Services or something like that.
Okay.
And, but then they brought up your name as y'all building the website and you know, placement on there. And I'm like, well, hold up.
Yeah, so what we've been instructed to do, we have somebody in our office named Steve Lyons. He's like our liaison between us and Google. When companies call and they pretend to be like Google or our company, we're supposed to report them. But this one's kind of weird because they didn't say they're Local Splash or Google. They said they're Local Services and brought our name up. I'm going to report it to them anyways. What's the number that they called from?
Well, okay, so like y'all's number, whenever y'all call, you know, obviously y'all kind of, let me look back on it real fast.
Yeah. Our customer service will always call from the 877 number that you called.
Well, you see, that's the thing, like, whenever it comes through, like y'all, whenever y'all call me, like when you called me a minute ago, I get a hashtag, like, number of, string of numbers, right? You know, cause it's, you know, spam protected number.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So like right now I see you as Local Splash on the, you know, the call 6 minutes ago, but like if I look up on your thing right now, it's a string of numbers. So like the one that called earlier was M72110. I mean, it's just a whole string of long numbers. Like,
oh, wow. Okay.
So I didn't know if that, it's a whole bunch of string, but it's like right now, like if I look at your phone number, hold on, let me pop it back up because it's like these damn bubbles. I hate when bubbles.
Nah, for sure. Like, I hate those too. Those are thread text too.
I'll have a string of numbers, but at the very top, it'll tell me the actual number, which is 409-203-7014. So what it does is, and I know how these calls work, you know, basically, when you dial out to to avoid being spammed or whatever, it messed the number into a different number, you know, that's local to my area.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. We use voice over internet. So you guys answer the phone, basically, you know, it's exactly how it
right.
works.
So that's how that one came out the same way. So I can't even tell you what the actual number was.
Okay. When you click on it, does it, like ours, does it show the number at the top, or?
Well, yeah, it does. It's like right now, even though I've got a string of numbers, like it says M7210800190075522288, that's the hashtag number. But then at the very top, it has the 409-203-7014. Now, if I actually go and look at my recent calls, it actually shows that I tried calling Local Splash 8 minutes ago, and it says Local Splash in there, but the number that called me earlier, which was 41 minutes ago, it's got that hashtag string, and then the other phone number is obviously not from this country. It's +1-661-258-458-4475.
4475. So 661-258-4475.
Yeah, but it's a +1, so that tells you that whenever you're not in America, anytime you
right.
do a plus like a number, it's going to show you a country code, not an like an area code.
Okay. So let me don't pay them any money. If anybody else calls, just let them know you're with Local Splash, and you know, get off the phone with them. I'm going to report this to Steve though. That way, he could try to have the number blocked. If he has any questions for you, he may be calling. But thank you for calling me and letting me know. That's weird they brought our name up too. That's the main reason I'm just reporting it to him, so he could like further investigate and not only save you from getting you know, scammed or whatever. I want to make sure none of our other clients do too, you know. So
I'm a hound when it comes to that kind of stuff in the long run, so I kind of feel that, you know, what you mean on that. So, like, if I see something that's off, I'm quick to point that out.
Right, right. No, you were on top of it, man. I'm glad you didn't pay them the $200 or whatever they asked.
Well, trust me, whenever it comes to scam deals, I am a pro at spotting them out big time. Usually, it's like, okay, so I'll give you an example. Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
These people lately have just been pulling these new scams that I've noticed. And whenever I started checking out of selling Marketplace, I get these messages, random people, you know, and you're thinking, all right, this is going to be a potential buyer who wants to buy my product, right? You know, like I'm just, you know, trying to sell, you know, like a bug, you know, that's what I'll.
But I took this message. I was like, hey, I'm interested in your item.
You know, can I come get it? All this stuff. So they work you into that first, right? But then,
right.
like, after you message them, they're like, hey, can I send you a code just to make sure you're a reputable seller?
Right,
so,
right.
Like, yeah, go ahead, and they're like, well, can I get your phone number and all that, you know, simple stuff. You know, most people think, hey, okay, they're going to ask for my phone number to call me anyways to come see the get the item or whatever, right?
Right.
Well, what they do is they use your phone number and your email, and they want to try to send you a code, right? Well, the code is actually your Google code onto your Google account, so they can hack your Google account.
Right. Right.
Which is the scam.
No, yeah.
I had one the other day. I had another one that was like, it's like, I want to buy your item. And he's like, I'll pay you Cash App and all this stuff. He's like, so what's your Cash Tag? And he's like, I'll send you the money right now. And I'm like, get the product first and then get the Cash App. I was like,
right.
So they asked me for the email, and then like in the email they're like, basically, well, I sent you $500. All you got to do is just sign in here, la da da da. Well, that's basically a bait and a phishing scam. So basically, they're wanting you to sign in right there. But if I go into my Cash App, where's that $500? ain't there.
Right.
Again, that's instant payment. You know what I mean? That's not one of those delayed payments. It's instant payment. So I should see it in my Cash App, and I shouldn't have to log in any other place because Cash App, you log in on the app only, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I watch for phishing scams like crazy.
They got me on one. So, this guy I coach with, I've known him for years. Like, I would trust him with my kid, right? Like, we're good friends. And, he messages me on Instagram. So it wasn't weird. And he works for this real estate company, right? So I get a message from him and he's like, hey, my company is giving out like 5,000 or whatever. I was like, man, shoot it. You know, I was just kidding around though. And he's like, all right, hey, sign into this. And I'm like, all right. So, dude, I sign into it. They load the money on. Like, it was loaded on. I forget, it was some weird, like, stock thing or something, right? And I'm like, wow, hey, can we get Amy on this too? And his message was kind of weird, like, from there. And I was like, hold up, let me, like, call him, you know? And I call, and he's like, oh, don't do anything. I got hacked, you know? I'm like, oh, no, I already did it, you know? But they, I just never went back into that account, you know, but they were asking me for Cash App and my wife does all the Cash App stuff, you know, so I was like, man, it was crazy.
It's been a big deal lately is that, and that's the reason why they want to do this. Okay. So a lot of your scammers are, from South Africa. You wouldn't expect that they're that savvy, but they are. But what they do is they hack your account, and their idea is not to use your account to steal from you, but to steal from your friends and family. So they want to get in to people that trust or trust you. So they hack their account and then they start messaging out everybody and they try to collect up as much as they can as fast as they can before everybody starts to figure out that that's a hacked account.
Right. I was, man, thankfully, I should have called them before I even made that whatever thing, but, it didn't, nothing happened from it. I just, I didn't even know, I never went back into that stock account thing or whatever. I don't even know what that turned into, you know, but it was crazy, man. Those guys should get like a real job, like put those talents to use, you know? Crazy.
I can tell you they're probably making money than you are.
What happened?
I said, I tell you, they're probably making more money than you and I together.
Right. It's just, man, it's dishonest, though. I believe, like, what goes around comes around. You know, them doing that type of stuff, like, it's going to end bad for them. You know, I would think, but, man, whatever.
You would think, but, you know, it's like I had the other day whenever I had Shelby County Sheriff's Department call me, and I'm just, like, thinking in my head, I'm like, I've never been out there. The hell's going on out there? Why would they need to talk to me?
Right.
Well, I had traded those speakers for a pressure washer, though. Heck, I would have never suspected that whenever I traded that little dude those speakers that he was a thief.
Right. It's crazy,
but
man.
How much he stole just blew my mind because I'm like going, you stole $108,000 worth of tools? Jesus Christ, you were busy.
Right, man. That's like a... That's like 12-hour days, man.
That's a whole year income for a really decent job, you know what I mean?
Right. Man, that's crazy. But he probably got like nickels on the dollar for it, you know what I'm saying? Same thing. It's what goes around comes around type of thing, you know? But that phone number, though, I reported it to Steve. Just don't answer their calls. I asked him to block that number. And, he might have some questions for you. If Steve Lyons calls you, it'll be from our 877 number. That's where we'll always call from. I work on the account management side, sales team, et cetera. So we always call from a voice over internet number. So anytime I call you, we'll be on that. I guess that I didn't even know it hashtagged into anything, but I'll call you on that phone number on your caller ID. Anybody from our customer service will always be our 877 number. Okay.
All right.
And I reported it. If it happens again, just call me and let me know. That way I can let Steve know. Because our goal isn't for you to get a bunch of spam calls from the listings we're doing. We want you to get new clients, you know? So just let us know if it happens again, and I apologize it happened at all, you know?
Well, it's okay. I just sat there and thought about it, and I was like, well, whenever the guy started, like, asking me for money, I was like, hold up, let me talk to the guy that signed me up, and then from there, you know, if that was legitimate, then we'll, then I'll understand, and I may have to, like, readjust, but if not, then we got questions.
Right. No, I shot you straight with everything, you know, that the 149 rate you're in, it's including everything that we went over. Now, obviously, we already talked about the upgrade options, but your goal is to start with the pro package, let that work, and then you can always upgrade to, like, Facebook ads or Google ads in the future, you know. But, yeah, no additional money is needed for what's included in this program at all.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So if anybody calls you asking for one more red cent, it's not us. We'll always call from that 877 number. Again, I call from the voice over internet number. If you want, I could even call you from our 877. I just have to change, I just have to click one button, you know, just to make it easier so you know it's us even when I call, you know?
I mean, whenever I hear your voices, I know who I'm talking to.
Right. You know, I hate it when I get the calls and I can't understand, like, one word they're saying and stuff, you know? I'm like, man, what are you talking about? What do you mean auto insurance? You know, like, but, yeah, it was a scam call is what it sounds like. I reported it to Steve. What's alarming is they brought up our name, right? So I want him to definitely look into it and see what's going on. And he's awesome, man. He's, like, on everything, you know?
Well, I figured I would let you know. So, anyways, I'll let you go ahead and get back to work. I just wanted to, you know, clarify that.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Daniel. If it happens again, either text if you're busy, and then or just call. Let me know the number. That way, I can report any additional numbers to Steve. But he should have that number blocked for you shortly. Okay.
All right.
All right, sir. You have a great rest of your day. Okay.
You too.
All right. Bye.